Do you ever wonder if there's one thing that you should be focusing on in your business? The one thing that will help your customers keep coming back for more and more and buying from you over and over again? Well, that's the theme of today's podcast interview with Katie and Vern Evans. And we're going to dive into the interview where she spills all of the beans. So I'm also recording this in front of a live audience, so you may hear some references to the audience there, but this episode recording is gold. So get ready, pull out your pens, my friend, take notes, because I want you to learn this process so that you can create that income over and over and over in your business. All right, let's get started. Hey, you are listening to the Because I Can Life podcast, where we believe we can decide our own income, choose happiness, kick fear in the teeth, and never, ever stop. Why? Because we can. I'm your host, Allison J. Prince, and I went from being a junior high science teacher to building 4 online multi-million dollar businesses with 4 kids at my feet. Each week, I'm bringing you real conversations that have led me, as well as other experts, to step into our dream online business lifestyle so that you can get the answers you need to craft your Because I Can life as well. Take that first step and commit now to your Because I Can life by downloading your free personal bundle at allisonjprince.com/bundle. The reason why I'm bringing on today's guest is because you're going to want to put them on your bucket list to meet one day. They are they're like sunshine. When you talk to them, they're absolutely sunshine. I have been so blessed to be a part of their journey and to watch them grow. We actually did an interview with Katie probably a little over a year and a half ago. We did it before she started this business that we're going to dive into. And she started with lingerie, then went to a notebook, and then we'll talk about the new thing that she is doing right now. But I think you're all going to find her journey very relatable and extremely inspirational. So, and I asked for her husband to come in too. So, because he's so fun and he's got a lot of good info too. So welcome, Katie and Vern. So glad you're here today.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I always kind of like laugh for a second when you say lingerie. I always forget I did that and tried that, and that makes me laugh.
Okay, so tell us that story. Why in the beginning did you want to start lingerie? And then let's hear a little bit about your journey.
So I have a really good friend that was in the 0 to 100 group, and I'm a homeschool mom, and there were 2 other homeschool moms, and we just got on this topic of like protecting our kids and like just things that you can find on the internet you don't want to see. And we were like, we're going to start a business that's model-free lingerie. And lingerie weighs like 4 ounces, right? So we thought this would be a great plan. And it was such a really cool adventure because I knew nothing about business. I knew nothing about e-commerce. And so it was just a good way to kind of get my feet wet a little bit with my friends and see. And then I quickly learned that you do have to have a passion for what you're selling. And it wasn't quite my passion. And so it was just kind of a fun thing. But through that, the very first time I ever heard of you was like 3 days before the CanCon in Midway. My friend was like, do you want to go? There's an extra ticket. And I went to that conference. And that was the first time I was introduced to e-commerce, to you. And I was there, and it was like, my whole being was like, yes, 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 you have to do this. It was like, everything in me knew. I had confirmation, spiritual confirmation, this is what you're supposed to do. So I'm so grateful for that, because without that, I wouldn't have been able to find this. So
it lit a spark in her that hasn't stopped yet. So thank you.
Yes. Yes. Okay. I didn't know that. How did you get a ticket? We were sold out for almost 6 months.
Yeah. So she had a friend that had a ticket that couldn't go. And she's like, do you want to buy her ticket? And I was like, yes. And so the shirt was like, the girl was a small, extra small. I'm not a small. And I was like, so excited. We got there, and something about the energy and hearing you speak and just looking around. What was amazing to me was looking around the room. there were all these, you know, moms and women and husbands and men that were just like, they just all wanted the same thing. Like, we want to just really bless our families. And that to me was just, it was empowering. So I'm so glad. It was so much fun.
Yeah, that was a super fun event. I don't know when we're going to be able to throw the next one. Yeah. We'll see. We'll see. Okay. So you hopped in both feet, you're thinking lingerie, and then you're switching. At what point you decided that you don't have a passion for it? So then talk about the journal.
Yeah. So, you know, I think when things like that happen are really good, because I knew that wasn't my passion. So I really had to sit down and decide, what is your passion? And I remember talking to Vern, and it was like, he's like, figure out what you want to do. And I just kept thinking, well, I could sell this, I could sell that. But then I kept thinking, no, what is my passion? And my passion is my family. My passion is the traditions that we have. And so I just really started brainstorming. And I found a tradition that our family does. It's the highs and lows. It's the highlight of our kids growing up. We still do it with our married kids. Did it last week at Easter. And just decided, okay, this is my passion. So I decided I wanted to take, because we have a little three, like a spiral notebook that I would write things in as my kids were younger. And so I just went for it. I designed this journal, and it was really a cool experience to kind of just dive in and really decide, this is what I want to do. Design the program. It was my first time working with China, my first time working with a designer. And it was really, really great. We loved the product.
I think it was your first time, because Allison, you're an angel to us. Thank you. But it was the first time she got to apply your course into saying, okay, how do I do this step? Well, let's go back and learn it. And when we skipped something, then it was painful and we went back and relearned it. But it was the creating family traditions was her chance to put that knowledge to application. And so that helped build the faith in, okay, what's here is going to work. Now let's find the thing that works.
Yeah, 'cause I think it gave me the confidence then to be able to try more. And I think following that roadmap, I really needed someone to hold my hand and say, this is what you do. This is what you do. And the roadmap did that for me, because I could check Facebook, I could check my email. I still can't always save a file and find it. Like, I'm really struggling in that department.
Look at Vern's head though.
I'm getting better, but it was, you know, it was so overwhelming, the thought of designing a website on my own. I would have just quit. And so I really think sticking to the path and doing step by step, that's what gave me the confidence to kind of say, okay, now you can do something else.
And I want to make sure we throw this back to you, both of you. You guys did the work. It wasn't like you came in, tried to find the easy button, and then had a website and you're going through successful. You had to dig in and do the work. Mm-hmm. And then you had painful lessons along the way. And then you went back and you're like, hey, why did we have that? Oh, that's why. Okay, let's move forward again. And you didn't give up. And I really love that about you too. You just keep going.
We would have loved an easy button, but I think there were a lot of lessons. I mean, you know, I think it was a really fun moment for me when we were on a call with you, Allison, as Katie was trying to get her website launched initially. And she was so worried about every detail about it. And your advice was, get it up there and then fine tune it later. And we did. And then her phone starts doing that cha-ching thing that we all love so much. And I was like, oh, this is awesome. It was so good. We learned a lot.
I think you said, and I don't remember exactly how you said it, but you said something to the fact of, get it out there, because if you don't, you're going to just quit and give up. And I look back and I think, if we would have quit with lingerie, then I'd still be watching Oprah during the day.
I wouldn't have a closet full of lingerie in boxes still.
Okay. So you're doing the notebooks, and then you are seeing a lot of sales on marketplaces with home decor.
Yeah.
And so what made you transition? And then we'll start telling everybody what you sell currently, because I'm sure you guys are all just like, come on, what's she selling now? What's going on?
We still have the journal. We still have our website. I realized with that it's more of a brand that I really, it's a story and a brand, and I want to take my time and grow it well. So I used to kind of like dibble a little bit in, or dabble a little bit in home decor, and I would do little boutiques, and I would like go, and Vern would take the whole day off work help me set up.
It was a lot of work.
And it was just a lot of fun. And then I started thinking, well, this is kind of silly. Let me go ahead. And I started selling it on Marketplace, like Facebook Marketplace, and I just really enjoyed it. And so I thought, well, this is really fun. Let's just go for it. So I started ordering things in. I started trying to get on Pick Your Plum, got on Jane, and I just started really having that love for home decor. And I found this and went down to Vegas, down to Mart. And I think one thing that I've decided, which may not sound like the best business advice, but it works for me, is... you have to go for it. You have to go 100%. You can't say, oh, I think I want to start a home decor business and then take 7 months and look at the internet and Pinterest and find out what there is. I was like, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. So I went down to Vegas Mart and I like, you know, pretended like I was this person that like had all, I walked in.
The power shopper.
Power shopped, not really, but pretend power shopped, you know, and just decided to go for it. I found a vendor that had amazing old dough bowls. Kind of farmhouse dough bowls. And I bought a bunch of dough bowls from Mexico and we started flipping those on Marketplace in Jane.
But you're skipping the good part. She goes down here in our car, our little SUV, and buys so much stuff.
We both have different ideas of what the good part is.
We couldn't fit it. I am having my seat crunched all the way up to the glove box of my knees in it for a 6-hour ride home, leaned in, you know, in the most crazy way because she had to get a few more things.
Yeah. They have cash and carry there. And, it was amazing. It was fun. I really loved Pick Your Plum. We got really lucky. We got on Jane. They denied us, I think 6 times, but I applied, well, probably 3 times a week because I was like, either they're going to like deny me or they're going to, you know, when your kids pester you, like, I want a cookie. I want a cookie. We all give up and we give them 2 cookies. So they'll go away. So yep. I'm like, I'm just going to do that with Jane. And, we got
That's
on.
Great advice.
I know. Cause Pick Your Plum was awesome. Pestering like, Jane. Just bug them. They're going to say yes eventually. And, decided that when COVID started coming around, I was like, okay, I've got all these products, but what am I going to do? I couldn't do any shows. I was selling bowls like crazy at shows. So I just decided, oh, well, I've got this deal on Jane. What can I do? So I decided to make candles in these dough bowls and they were terrible. I didn't know what I was doing.
And the side note that I owe this to Katie is that I, for a long story that I can't get into, I hate candles and wax. My kids spill them all the time. And the first time she said, I'm taking this huge dough bowl and filling it with wax. I was like, are you kidding? No, that's a horrible idea. No one's going to buy that heavy and big of a candle. It's bad news. Don't do it. And so I apologize in front of everybody.
It was a mess. Our house had wax everywhere. But I remember, like we always hear, and Allison really tells us, find an expert, right? Like surround yourselves with experts. So I found this man who is a wick expert. That's what he does. You send him your candles. You send him everything. You pay him a lot of money, like more money than I made in a year at my full-time job. And he helps you figure this out. Well, I couldn't spend that much money. There was just no way. So I wrote him a letter and I was like, hey, I really love talking to you. You're awesome. I can't afford to do this. I make a really good cheesecake. Hope you enjoy it. You know, let's be friends. And a few weeks later, we became friends and he helped me through the process of figuring out how to make the best candle. Like that was my thing. If I'm going to do it, this was the A work I wanted, right? I wanted to have the best candle. And we started making candles and it just started exploding. So we have these wood bowls. Guys, I don't have any candles in my house. Isn't that funny? I have hardly any. We were at the warehouse. We had no internet. So we had to run back really quick to plug in so we could do this. My sister's visiting. Man. It's just a dough bowl and we fill it full of candles. Super fun. And it just started exploding. And I thought, okay, this is great. And I think that sometimes pivoting is so important. And I think that sometimes the Heavenly Father puts things in your path and he gives us experiences and people and knowledge and you just have to go with it. And so we primarily now, one of our biggest sellers is Doble candles. We did it in our home for a few months and then FedEx and USPS literally refused to come anymore because they just couldn't keep up.
Guys, so, it was awesome. Right. Seven full FedEx trucks a day were being loaded.
Yeah. And we got a warehouse. And we got a warehouse that was like 4,500 square feet. And we were so nervous because it was huge. Like the first like month and a half, my son used it as the bachelor pad. They would play spikeball in there. We bought a huge TV. There were couches. Like we did not fill this space. Yes. And then a couple months later.
But I think that's part of the whole, don't be afraid. You know, if you're going to do something, it seemed overwhelming, but we knew we needed space because one, I wanted my kitchen back and my living room.
And I didn't want to cook. I was like, this is awesome.
it was scary to take that step, we did it.
We did it. And then we took the warehouse next door. And then we just signed yesterday on a warehouse that's 20,000 square feet bigger. Woo-hoo! So kind of scary, but go with it. And that's kind of been our journey. But I think what's been really great about it is I think not being afraid. If you have a gut feeling, like my biggest struggle, I think with Jacare, I'm just rambling. Is that okay?
Oh my gosh. This is not rambling. I am loving this.
Well, my biggest journal has been personally, my biggest journey has been a personal growth during this, being brave enough to ask for more, demand more, tell this company that, no, I'm not going to settle for that. I just got off an email with China and just had to like put on my hard shoes, like learning that it's okay to want and demand what I need for my business that'll help my family and not being afraid to trust your guts. I'm not a real big numbers person. I'm trying to learn. Like the business side is a really hard thing that I'm learning. But I think the biggest thing is you know what you want and you know what's right inside. And I think trusting yourself and just going for it. And like this new warehouse, I am scared. Actually, I'm terrified. Like it's huge. Like some days
we can have a lot of volleyball tournaments.
A lot. And some days I walk through our warehouse now and I'm like, oh my gosh, you did this, girl. Like this is awesome. And then sometimes I walk through and I'm like, I am so overwhelmed. What am I doing? And it's going back to, if you know what's right, don't let others talk you down. It's so funny to me. I get so much business advice from people, and the ones that tell me not to do it and the ones that tell me I'm doing it or wrong, not one of them own a business or have they ever owned a business.
And I think that's where one of the things that helped me stay on board and support and be there as Katie's doing this was once she was able to find her Allison that could guide her and show her the things that she didn't know. Then I was like, you know what? You go with your passion because now you have the backing and the knowledge to be able to take that passion and make those pivots and turns where you need to. We spent a lot of money on lingerie and going to conferences and going to shows, or she went to shows. But it didn't work. And so that was a wash. And then we jumped into the journals and we jumped in those journals full force. We have a lot of journals still. She'll sell them, but we have a lot, and it wasn't what was working, and we had to pivot again. But finding that one that worked, we just had to keep saying, okay, we're going to commit, we're going to make it work, and we're going to keep applying the knowledge that you have and the knowledge you've gained from the other experiences to get where we are. And I get excited every time.
Yeah. And finding your tribe. Like I'm looking at all of you on here. I haven't done this in a long time, like in a group. I want to join your group. This is motivating. Like to see every single one of you, like find your tribe. I have some really, oh, Catherine, you're so sweet. I have some friends that I met through the 0 to 100 and we have a call every day. And this is what I'm doing. This is what I'm doing. This is what I'm afraid about. This is what I think too, okay, I'm just going on here. So important to sharing wins was hard for me. I took sharing a win as
bragging
or it just was super uncomfortable. And there was a girl that on 0 to 100, and I don't remember who it was, but she shared her win and it was massive. And she was like, I don't want to brag. And I thought, I am so glad that she shared her win. And so finding people that are doing the same thing, that are going to share their wins and their successes and their failures, is just, you're in the right place. And so just keep doing it.
Hey, you guys are answering all the questions I was going to ask you. Like, I love that you're reading my brain. I don't know how you're doing it. but you were, because I was going to say, Vern, Katie came to you with like the worst, like the thing that you hate, wax. And she's like, we're going to take over the kitchen, the family room. And eventually like, we're going to get a 20,000 square foot facility to hold this thing that you absolutely hate. On the husband's perspective, how did you take a deep breath? Because you know, Jared, yeah. He's had to take a lot of deep breaths with me because Katie was given this vision. I was given this vision of what my next step is or half step is. So how do you help support Katie? Even though sometimes you're like, oh, Katie, are you sure? Are you sure?
Yeah. One, I love her. And so it makes it really easy, but, I have always enjoyed seeing her succeed and seeing her have fun at, you know, the home decor and all these things in my mind at some point were a hobby. It was something she did and it helped her learn and grow, but it's way more than, well, I am her employee now. And so, you know, it's now the thing, but I just enjoy watching her get happy with the success and to learn through it. And it pulls us together as we get to the points that we have to learn something. And we're like, oh man, how do we do this? And I don't know. I really enjoyed that. As much as we've grown up, even our kids at a young age, I have helped and kind of maybe even forced each of them to start a business, mostly in the hopes that they'll fail and then I can help them learn from it and then go forward. And so to see Katie jump into this, and I can't overemphasize how excited I was when she found you, because I know how big of a learning curve it is to do the things on e-com. I had no idea. I knew zero about it. And I was like, if we're going to do this, I don't know if I have it in me to fail as many times as it's going to take to learn what it will take someone that can teach us. So I'm like, please, let's find someone to help. And I don't know. It's just been amazing. And you know, one of Katie's big wins that she doesn't brag about, I love the moment. It was Christmas time when she hit her peak at fourth quarter. And we went from 3 months prior, her and I in the kitchen making candles with, of course, our grandson helping box or kind of, and to hitting 118 employees before Christmas. And I was like, oh, it was unbelievable. We actually had a person come in and I was doing interviews nonstop. And they came in. I said, okay, you're here for an interview? They're like, no, you hired me yesterday. I was like, oh, so okay, sorry. Come on in. It was pretty hectic, but it was amazing. It was such a fun thing to experience and to work through. So
I think that's really one thing that I've been really blessed with is, and I have some friends that do the business too, do different things. And I think it's really important with your family, because sometimes you may have huge support with your family and sometimes you may not, but sharing with them as much as you can and including them in your business as much as you can has been something that I have found extremely rewarding. I'm a mom and a grandma. No matter what, that is my passion and my job, and I will never stop doing that. And every Tuesday and Thursday, my grandson comes to the warehouse. He is the chief of the warehouse. He has last week, I have to tell you this because he's so cute. This is my oldest grandchild. He's 4. Yeah. My sister's like, maybe tell how old he is. We have this like 18-foot ladder that you use to pull things off shelves. And he climbs to the top of the ladder and he'll stand up there and he'll yell, is everybody working? I'm watching you. No one wants to get fired today. And he's kidding. But every Tuesday and Thursday.
I don't know if he's kidding.
I hope he is.
He has fired a lot of our employees.
He watches the show where Donald Trump says you're fired. But every Tuesday and Thursday, my employees, we play hide and seek and we do gift card bingo every Thursday. And my grandson comes and every single one of my employees literally play hide and seek in the warehouse. And those moments of bringing your family in, the more you can bring them in, the more support you'll get. And yeah. So I think it's really important to try to get that family support, because when I had a day yesterday, I'm not going to lie, I was in my bed. My sister flew in from California. We just signed on this lease and I was in bed going down the rabbit hole. I can't do this. I can't believe this payment is like 10 times more than my house payment every month. Like I was just doing the thoughts, right? And Vern and my sister both were like, knock it off. What are you thinking? You've got to get that person. If it's your spouse, if it's your best friend, your sister, if it's someone in this group.
So good. So you, 118 employees, when did you pour your first candle, or when did you sell your first candle? It wasn't like this was 10 years ago.
No. September of last year.
Maybe August.
Okay. And then, so you started ramping up. And
it was a straight up ramp, but yeah.
COVID hit, and that didn't slow your sales down.
No, COVID was a big blessing for many of us, I think, because I think, again, we had to pivot, right? We had to change our marketing. We had to change what we were doing. But people were home. They were online buying. But we also, they wanted something nice, wanted to bring a smell into their home. And so, yeah, pivot. We just had to pivot a little bit. So.
Okay. So when you're in September and you're learning to pivot, pivot's like the word of entrepreneurs, right?
Yep.
How many candles-ish did you sell that September that you started?
Well, I had a deal on Jane. And I don't know why everybody didn't return them. I did do a lot of returns, let me tell you. maybe like 30.
Maybe. No, you might have hit 100.
I guess the first sale, maybe 100 all month. Yeah.
Okay. Then your peak month, about how many candles did you sell?
Here's how I love to explain this, because you're looking at your ship station and how many orders you need to fulfill. And I'm the numbers guy. I love seeing that get down to zero and say, okay, we filled all the orders. Whew, take a breath.
We were 47 days out on orders.
We got to 6,500 orders that needed to be filled. So we were estimating that we sold, I think it was 18 to 20,000 candles that in that 1 month period. And so what, and this is another one of those things when you talk about not the easy button, this is the hard part of the story. We, and this is not exaggerating, we were working 18 to 20 hour days, 7 days a week.
We didn't go home 4 or 5 days a week.
I have a montage I want to put together of all the places Katie fell asleep in the store.
Please do.
Yeah, just on the floor, on the computer. It was crazy, but we had three shifts that we ran. The first shift started at 4 a.m. We had crews come in, and then we had an 8 o'clock that ran normal hours. And then we had someone that came in at five, a crew that came in at 5 o'clock and worked till midnight. And we were there through all three shifts. So you have to do the hard work too. And we did. It was several months of that 20 hours a day, 7 days a week to try to hit those numbers and keep those orders going.
And we could have set different goals. We could have said, we're not going to sell anymore. We're going to turn our sell button off. We could have done 8 hour days, you know? And so that's the thing where the beauty of it is you have that control. You can decide, you know, for me, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. And I'm going to do it hard, and I'm going to do it as much as I can. And maybe this year I'm getting old. I think we might say, okay, we're only doing 15 hour days. And that's the beauty, is you're in control. You can set how little or as much work as you want to do. And that's what I think is really cool about this.
Yeah.
You have an extreme hockey stick growth. This isn't a bell curve that we're looking at, or like the start of a bell curve. You're complete hockey sticking this.
Yeah.
So from September, and then just a little over a year later, you went from 30 orders to 20,000 orders. Yeah. That's a lot of growth that you've had to go through.
Yeah. And I'm kind of glad. I remember, I think it was you or it was someone you had on a podcast. You're like, you don't want to go 0 to 100,000 in a week. You want to make sure you have your systems, ladies, those systems. No one's lying when they say those systems in place, because if you don't have time to set them up, then things just kind of go a little haywire. And so I think the growth was really awesome. And now we're slower. It's not fourth quarter. We're really getting those systems in place. And so
the thing is, to give you credit as well, we had a lot of things that we had a lot of time on our hands prior to that growth that we were implementing, the email campaigns and the flows, and having that hockey stick growth, that was nice. And I think someone can stumble across something that will give you a hockey stick growth. What's going to provide success after that is having the systems in place that let you keep those customers and continue to sell them to them. Katie's emails now provide so much income over her ads on Facebook because she is put those systems in place before the hockey stick happened, so we can retain those customers, send them emails, and continue to let them have lifetime value to us. So those systems are vital.
Can I do a shout out for emails?
All the ones I've been writing down and you're asking them. So like I said, I don't know how you're reading my mind, but you guys are doing great at it.
Guys, emails. We do 5 emails a week. What?
No, I think you're at 4.
Are we doing 4 now? Yeah. Okay. why. I would have never thought. I'm like, that's too much for my customers. We do a Funday Monday email, and it's one product that's 60% off every Monday. And I just scour when I have different companies that have, you know, clearance sales or whatever. And then we have an exclusive Thursday email. And every Thursday we introduce something new. We introduce a new fragrance, a new candle style. It's limited edition. It's just all that it is. I thought we had like 50,000 people on our email list. We checked yesterday, we have about 80,000. Now, that being said, I didn't start doing emails, you guys, until January or February. And I have decided, and it's all about your business, what works for you. My biggest goal right now is emails, because I am able to capture that customer. And if I can serve them, now me being served, someone gives me 60% off of an item, they're serving me. And so that's how I had to change my thought process, is because I didn't realize I was serving my customers. And I felt like I was harassing my customers by giving them an exclusive fragrance. They might love peach and apple together. And they're like, yes, she served me. Like, those are the things that you need to think about. How can you serve your customers? And so emails have, we make more money on emails than anything we do. Influencers, ads, repeat customers. And so really start. And we started, like, I didn't want to. I was like, I'm not starting my email list. I have nobody on my list. Every single person started with zero. And the first month we maybe had 10. And so find a way that you can capture those customers, because I can capture them through an influencer once, but they're going to forget about me. I mean, they might go, oh, I love my candle, but they're not going to think about purchasing. And so find something that brings them in. For us, we don't offer a discount if you sign up for our email. And that works really great for a lot of companies to say 15% off or 20% off. For us, we capture them by saying, we're going to give you something that's 60% off every week, and capture your customers. The thing that I'm realizing, the amount of time and money and effort that it takes to reach out to influencers and to get that one customer once, you did all the hard work, keep them. And so I am like the biggest email advocate. That's a real, yeah. I need a t-shirt, email advocate.
I know.
I am the biggest email advocate, because I worked my booty off to get that customer. So keep her, don't, yeah. or him, like don't just give up once you get them. And so I think that for me was the biggest aha moment, that you've got to keep these customers. And that's one thing too, like with our product, I really wanted to find a way to serve my customers after the first purchase. And so we actually sell refill kits.
Or the subscription.
So once your candle is empty, there's a refill kit that I can sell you, and you can refill your candle and you can use it over and over. And so,
yeah. So I think, what, I think what's good, nice, I know that bowl, is Katie helped to train her customers for those emails. Now, the Funday Monday, she calls it, is something she has done for a long time, where that was the only email she sent. And it was one product that wasn't even her candles, offering 60% off of it. And finally, we had some wisdom given to us of, why don't you try selling your products to your customers? So that's when we started pushing out more emails in January to the customers. And at that point, because of all that growth and retaining those, we had a lot of customers. But it is amazing how hungry they are for those emails. Like, if something happens and that email doesn't go out at 8 o'clock in the morning, our customer service team is like, what did you do? Because they're emailing saying, where is my special? But I love what we've done now, where she's got it to where here's this 60% off. And that's kind of the hook to where everyone wants a 60% off coupon. To get that every week, people are like, I'll sign up for that. But then when we tell them, and that's on Monday, and then on Thursday, you're going to get an email that we only sell this item to the people on the email list. So if you're not on the email list, you'll never see it. And so they are two times a week for sure. They are pinned up and ready with their card to hit buy. And then we throw in a few in the middle and they're like, hey, bonus, I'll buy those too. It has been amazing.
And don't be afraid about the time. Sit down, batch them out, and then reuse it. We send out two emails a week that are just reviews from customers, and we reuse every 10 times the same email. And I don't think our customers realize it. Like, just, even if they do, just do it. It doesn't matter if it's a C email, at least it's there, and get it out. Oh, sorry. So that's so my good. Emails are
so
like,
good. I know. Emails are really your ATM.
Yes.
It's lean, you know, into emails.
I can tell you, on Monday and Thursday at 10:02, I have to turn my phone off. I have turned the volume off because it's just ding, 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 ding. And it lasts that way for about 45 minutes to 2 hours because they're trained. And so, and I used to hate that word train, like you train your kids or whatever, but you really have to train them, let them know. And Allison's the one that gave us the means to do this. The email, if you haven't done it, she has an email that you send out that says, hey, thanks so much for purchasing. I don't know exactly what ours says now. We've changed a little bit. Make sure to check your email. In 24 hours, I have a free gift that I want to send you. And that is the first step. So follow all the systems that she has in place, because that one email, that's the first step to letting your customer know, hey, and then on the next email, here's your free gift. Make sure to check your email on Monday. I've got another special gift for you. So just follow what she has in place. And you guys, it just works so well.
Okay. So I love you guys. I hope you know that. And all this is such good information. I hope you're taking notes on this. One of the things that is coming into the chat is, how are you growing your email list? To get it from zero to 10 people to now 80,000 people in just over a year. Just over a year. How did you grow your email list that fast?
So I think it's just every time someone purchases or every time someone goes to our site, we wait about 45 seconds. They get the box that says, hey, do you want 60% off on our Funday Monday email? Sign up here. We hate spam, so we're not going to spam you, but we do want to give you a gift. Every purchase, you know, they make a purchase if they didn't sign up on the email. Do you want a free gift in 24 hours? Sign up here. You can get your free gift in 24 hours. And so really just giving back to them, which kind of sounds counterintuitive because they're buying from me again. And so I kind of feel funny, but really change the thought process on serving them and help them do that. And Megan gave me great advice a while back on Instagram. Once a week, we just flood our stories. Did you know we have Funday Monday? Look what you missed last week. Look what you missed on the Thursday deal last week. Too bad you didn't sign up on your email. You could have got this. And so use every platform you have to really try to hound into your customers that you have an email.
So good. Okay. So one other thing that I want to talk to you about is your price of your candle. Do you try and be the low price leader? Let's talk about how you can get the margins to be able to offer
60%. I love this discussion and I love you for your input on this when this happens.
I am not my avatar, ladies. I am the cheapest of the cheap. I am such a cheapo. It is so bad. For an example, you know, I think that I like Nordstrom's. I'm from Seattle. Nordstrom's is everything. When you wanted to get a nice dress, you'd go to Nordstrom's. You wouldn't go to JCPenney's or something. It was just a mental thought process, right? I love JCPenney's though, by the way, but it's just in your mind, you have this thought. So one of our candles, our competitors, we have six major competitors. Join their email list, guys. See what they're doing. That is what's helped us so much. Their candle is $18.99 for the same candle. Ours is $29.99. Their 6-wick candle, I think, is $31.99. Ours, we just took it down from $52. Just to kind of play, and it's $49.99. And so price yourself where you think your worth is. And I can tell you the value of my candle, I can tell you is better than others because we buy our candles. They're made in the United States. So they have fire retardant. We buy the highest quality of oils and waxes. I'm in enough where I know where my competitors get their products. So I know my candle's better. So I'm not going to sell it for less money. And if someone doesn't buy my candle because it's more expensive, that is okay. But make sure that you value, one, your time. If I'm going to be away from my grandkids, then I'm going to want to be making money, right? So value your time and your product.
Katie's my Prada or Gucci. Yeah.
Do you even know what that is?
No, but those are big names.
I don't think he even knows what they sell. Wait, do you know what Prada is?
No. That
isn't. They sell... I don't know how we ever have a rent business. We are a mess. price them high. Price them what they're worth.
She is the highest priced candles out there. And it we actually, at one point, we were having this discussion pre-heavy Christmas sales. Like, the Christmas sales were starting that ramp up. And I'm like, honey, we need to adjust our pricing up. She's like, no, it's too high. I'm like, are you kidding? The sales are too many. Let's go higher to slow them down. But we went higher and they sped up. Well, and we went higher. We did. How many increases?
Allison said to me, I was like, I don't want to do. if you guys are so busy, I mean, we were a month and a half out. Our customers knew this is how long it's going to take to get your candle. If there is that much of a demand right now, raise your prices. I can tell you right now, there's not that much of a demand right now during the beginning of second quarter. So play with it, see where you're at. But the advice that was given to me was you can sell it cheap and work twice as hard. So I could lower my price, and we hand make everything, right? So I'm going to work twice as hard, or I can raise my price and sell less even, but I'm still making more money. And so really play with those numbers.
Yes. Amen to that.
Yes.
You guys are the Nordstrom. You've built the Nordstroms of candles. You said, I'm not going to be the JCPenney's of candles. We're going to be the Nordstrom. And you're delivering that. High quality, great customer service. You went through some bombs at the beginning, but you were okay with being a C+.
Yeah. And a lot of our products that we've tried haven't done well, and a lot of them have. And I think that's where you just
we
have
still
to
pivot.
We do. I mean, the one thing that's really cool about our Thursday email is that I know if I sell, yesterday we introduced a 9-wick candle. So it's in between our 6 and our 13-wick candle. I didn't know if my customers would like it. I have my proof now with my sales yesterday that it was a hit, so I can continue. And so it's a great way to just check your business, check where you're at.
I love it. Okay. So we're winding down. I know I want to talk to you for another 5 hours. you got so much good stuff coming out. Tell us where we can find you. I know you actually have something for all of our listeners.
Yeah.
I think.
So we are at hiveandhomeshop.com. We'd love to give you guys a discount. And our internet was out the warehouse. We ran home and I had it written down on the table. Do you have the discount code that I
do.
Okay. Cause we were like, guys, we were in the car and I'm like, you gotta go faster. We're going to miss this.
the discount code is best life. BESTLIFE.
Yes. Live your best life, ladies. Cause I'm doing this for my family. I want to, and my husband this is so cool. My husband sold his company and now he says he works for me. He works with me. He opened up a fulfillment center next door. I don't ship my own products anymore. He takes care of all the shipping. It's amazing, but live your best life. This is, yeah. I'm doing this.
It's worth it. No matter what level of success you're looking for or where you get to, every day was getting better. And even with the hard learning curves, just don't look at where you started occasionally and remember how far you've come. So.
Oh, so good. Thank you. Thank you for spending this time, for running back to your house to get internet. I know what a pain not having internet is and the stress and Vern, drive faster. So we're not late.
Like of all days to go out.
You're in the right spot.
You are in the right spot. Yeah. Oh. Way to go.
You guys are awesome. Thank you so much for showing up, for being so open. Vern, I know we asked you to come in at the last minute.
Thanks.
To hear your
side of
the story.
I like being part of the girl group.
Say that again.
I like being part of the girl group.
Hey, we're getting more guys in here.
Love that too. I wish I had you many years ago because I could have used all this info.
It's good stuff. I just teach what works and those that actually do the work see the results. And you guys, you had it in you. You just needed some direction and you took it and you ran and you're crushing it now. So congratulations.
Thank you.
And thank you again for spending this time with us. Wasn't the episode so fun with Katie and Vern and their explanation of how emails have completely changed their business, their income, their sales, and how they've changed it from thinking they're annoying their customers to serving their customers. That was a big shift, right? I know, super fun to interview those two. I truly feel blessed to have been a part of their journey. And guess what? Now you are too. You get to hear what they've done so that you can start building your business as well. So, ready? Let's dive into the top 10 takeaways. Number one, surround yourself with people who are looking and wanting and dreaming of doing similar things. Number two, put the knowledge that you learn into application. If it just stays in your head and you don't apply it anywhere, it's not going to go anywhere. Number three, find people with experience that can guide you. I'll tell you that 100 times over. That's what I've done as well. Find people that can guide you in your journey. Number four, C's get degrees. Remember that quote we heard from college also applies to when you start your business. Get started. Then you can build up to the B minus, the B, the B plus, and the A minus, and you'll never get to an A. And be okay with that. Perfection doesn't exist in this life. Okay, number five, start small to build a strong foundation. So when you have that hockey stick growth, you can handle the orders that are coming in. Number six, ask for more and demand more from your manufacturers, from your wholesalers, so that you can get the best products to your customers. Number seven, if you know what's right deep down inside, go for it. Sometimes your husband, your kids, your friends, well, they weren't given that dream or that vision. You were. So go for it. Number eight, building habits and your customers is essential in growing your business. And one of the habits that you can do is get them to open up your emails, which leads us to number nine of how emails can be your highest income stream. And then diving into number 10, emailing customers serve, they don't annoy. So if you ever feel like you're annoying your customers with an email, switch that train of thought to my emails serve my customers. It's going to be so much easier to hit that send button. I hope you loved this episode. If you share this episode, it was such a powerful episode of inspiration, of teaching, of truth. I would love if you screenshot this episode, put it up on your Instagram, tag us, tag Hive and Home Shop. Let's get the word out that this is possible, that you can do magical things in the online space that you didn't even know were possible. That's what's so fun about building your own business. It's there. It's waiting for you. Now it's your turn to go get it. All right. Have a beautiful, beautiful day. Put that money in your pocket where it belongs when you make those online sales and serve your customers. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye. Oh my goodness, that was so much fun. Thank you for listening to this episode of Because I Can podcast. Now, I've had a lot of you reach out to me and say, Allison, what are some of the products you started with when you didn't have a lot of money? So what I decided to do is I got 16 products, some of my very first products online that got me to my first $1 million. And I have a feeling some of these products are going to absolutely shock you. So you've got to get this free downloadable PDF. Now to do that, just go to becauseicanlife.com/gift. All right. I can't wait to talk to you on the next Because I Can podcast.